The other role for ablation in a patient with sustained VT is in a patient who has VT with an ICD in place, particularly those coronary patients who over time develop recurrent VT. This is a very difficult category of patient with which to deal, as many will respond to drug therapy, such as amiodarone or sotalol, but others will not and will need ablative therapy. Most laboratories will target the single VT that is causing the device discharges as the goal of their ablation session, rather than attempting to ablate all the ventricular tachycardias a patient might have. The success rates for this type of ablative procedure are now approaching 70 to 80%, and as we get new catheter systems, particularly with saline-cooled catheter tips, this percentage of success is going to increase. This is becoming more and more of a clinical problem as patients with sustained VT and ischemic myopathies are being kept alive longer with the use of aggressive ACE inhibitor and beta blockade use. We have found the instance of our ablations for VT and ICD patients to be almost a weekly event and much more common than it was even 5 years ago.